You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, you guys? The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. We are inching towards 7 years being on LA Talk Radio, being with you, talking to you, and top entrepreneurs around the world, authors, startups, people that are making changes and doing it on their terms. So we are so honored to be one of the flagship shows here on the channel. Yes, Sam, I'm one of the flagship channels, right? One of the flagship shows. I'm self-manifesting that. Anyway, we're just glad to be here and that Sam and team put up with us for this long. But you know why they put up with us? Because we bring you quality entrepreneurs, authors, and startups. And speaking of which, we have an amazing author here, author of The Butterfly in You book and tarot deck, Sherry Mandel. Sherry, welcome to the Startup.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. You're welcome. Thank you for joining on a Sunday. Some of us entrepreneurs start a little early in the week, and I believe how you start your Sunday is how the week goes. So thank you for, you know, setting the right energy. I think we need it after this storm, right? We had some astrology movement in the storm.
Like, wait, is it raining in Southern California?
Well, it did sprinkle, right? The Tony song, right? I just listened to that yesterday. It's so funny. No, but there was some astrological cosmic movement of this fire horse Aries year. So I want to go full screen. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and the viewers?
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining on a Sunday afternoon. I am glad that you're here when it's a beautiful day in Northern California. I hope it's a beautiful day in Southern California or wherever you might be. This is my first book. It's called The Butterfly in You. Here, I'll show you a picture. We have beautiful art. And The Butterfly in You is really my journey and hopefully a journey that you can relate to and want to join in with me about finding my way back to myself. As women, and I'm sure men as well, but I know the female journey, obviously, of having my career and then being a mom and a wife, and everybody else came before I did. And all of a sudden, I am an empty nester and divorced and 50. And I didn't even know what made me happy. Who was I? And I started going on this journey of yoga and meditation and wellness and found myself 15 years later in a retirement community teaching children mindfulness, kind of thinking that maybe I was a little bit of a fake. So I wanted to be the person that these beautiful children thought that I was. And so I started journaling and writing and really trying to get into who I truly was, what made Sherry Mandel tick. And I was off during summer and started playing around with tarot, which I don't know about you guys, just always kind of piqued my interest a little bit. And I didn't know anything. So I started asking AI questions about it. And the craziest thing started happening is AI started giving me information about tarot, but then asking me questions about how it related to my own life. And let me tell you, that journey led to some questions and some beautiful answers. And I journaled it and wrote it in The Butterfly in You. And I really just thought, you know, if one other person in the world could relate to this and get the benefits that I got, then I've done my work in this world. So that's my journey to you right here today.
So what a beautiful start. And I just want to point out, although she's a ladybug, she could be a little bit of a butterfly. I mean, all up to interpretation. No, but I really, really love that you are vulnerable in the overview of this and what you just shared. And yes, shout out to NorCal. We love the Bay Area. We love NorCal, all things Cali and everywhere. But I'm glad you're up there and the weather is beautiful. Lots of cosmic shifts and energy shifts this year. I'm feeling like things are just moving very fast. The fire horse Aries energy is like, oh, you want that? It's coming. Like, I don't have to wait and sit. It's happening.
And it's Capricorns, girlies, boys, all of us, Cappies, we're getting some good news, some good vibes. We've been in a really dark place for a long time, and our energy is about to shift. I don't know about a lot of other signs, but I know us Capricorns, we're going to have some good luck finally coming in. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Give one of the hardest working signs some love and some reprieve. Good Lord. I'm on the cusp there, but then my sun and rising is Leo and Cancer. So I make absolutely no sense. I'm a walking contradiction.
Are you January 19th?
I'm 21.
Okay. So I'm 19. So I'm right on the
You're
19. Too.
You're a true Cap. Yeah. Well, that's why it's Cap Aquarius Media, you know, because sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. And then the sun and the right. So listen, we're going to have fun because I love your energy and I really love that vote of confidence for our beautiful Capricorn sisters and brothers. And then I like that you just start out right at the gate. Like, look, I was lonely for myself. I was lonely, but then I was lonely for myself. I didn't really understand that. And no one will truly understand exactly what you personally meant because it was your journey. But right. I never understood that until recently, being 48, just coming out of MBA school.
Congratulations.
Well, no, thank you. But no, I it's another story for another day. But thank you for – I'll take the congratulations for getting in without a bachelor's. But we'll talk about that later. But, yeah, I had to pause that journey and then something else came across. But – compounded with traveling around the world. Anyway, I'm saying all that to say we get lonely for ourselves because we don't take time for ourselves. We don't pause. Right. And for other reasons, right? And you shared that you found yourself somewhere that you didn't expect at an age and you started looking around. Talk to us a little bit about that come to Buddha, come to Jesus, come to Confucius moment, fill in the blank of who you come to. Where you had to like really look at what was the cards that were on the table.
Well, the truth is we can look outside for everything to find our happiness. Most people kept trying to tell me that it was a man, that I really needed to find a man to complete myself. And I knew that really wasn't the case. And like I said, when I'm in school, I'm in my jam and I'm busy and it's all about the kids once again. And it's really easy for me to come home after school, after talking to 7 classes in a day, and like not talk and sit with the dog and veg out with Netflix, right? So
totally.
Summer comes along and all day, and I have days where it's like, what are you going to do? And it's like, I don't know. You have to make it up. And I'm living in a retirement community and I'm just turning 65 years old. And I would say if I were a couple living here, like my life could be amazing. But being a single person in an area that I didn't have children, didn't grow up, have no contacts, living in a 55 and over community where everybody's done, like they're done and good for them. Like they're playing pickleball and going to concerts and doing their thing. But I still have a little bit left to give and had no contacts outside of the walls of this community. And didn't know how to make anything happen. And I really believe that motion creates motion. You know, no one's going to come to my front door and say, hey, Sherry.
Right? It's true. Before you keep going, right, and sharing your testimony, because I love it. It's a good soul Sunday. I'm trying to understand, grasp, and digest the part of you being in a retirement community. Because I'm looking at you. I'm feeling your vibe. Nothing about you is reading, I need to sit down and I need some Jello, you know, three times a day. And I need someone to, and maybe I'm skewed, but you look capable and functional.
I love that. No. My natural father had passed away. He was 75, went to sleep one night and never woke up again. And this is a man who played 2 softball games the day before he went to sleep and didn't wake up. And so my mom and my stepfather, who's been my stepfather for 60 some odd years, were living here in Lincoln. My daughter was graduating from university and was vowed to get out of California because she couldn't afford to get a house and have the life that she wanted. My son was already out of state. And so there I was starting another chapter, not knowing where to go. My father passes. My father's actually turning 90, my stepfather, I should say, is turning 90 years old on Friday.
Happy birthday on Friday.
I know, right? We're so blessed. And my mom's 83 is somewhere in there. And I just needed to come up here and be with them and get those relationships right, if you know what I mean. Like, have everything just, you know, and spend some time with them, because I honestly didn't know where else to go. You know, I was at a crossroads, and when I looked at it, I thought, okay, my kids need to go live their own life for a little while and get out in the world, and I need to figure this out. And wouldn't it be nice to, like, just have this beautiful relationship with my parents at the end of their life and be there for them at a time that they're going to need me the most? You know what I mean?
Very smart. Very smart. It sounds like you chose to be around them. You're not confined to a assisted living home because of any physical circumstance, because you look like you're 45. So let's all calm down. Okay. In the chat.
Okay. Oh, and I'll tell you something, you guys, for those of you who are worried, like, I have gotten more active here, and there's hiking trails, and I do Pilates, and I am probably in better shape than I've ever been, because once you do get here, you see two tracks of life, right? Like, you see the people who are out there playing water volleyball and pickleball and working out in the gym, and those who are walking around with their walkers and have chosen other opportunities to do other things, and you're like, hell no. You know what I mean?
Oh, we've heard the tea. We've listened. That's another I don't want to go down, but you've got Riz. Like, you are very interesting. So I like that you're kind of, it's a dual thing. Now let's get to this, because the butterfly in you guys is beautifully illustrated, and oh my god, just the photos and the card deck. I'm so, all right. So Sherry, I hate to put you on the spot, but since we just had this beautiful cleansing with the sprinkling of the water here in Cali, like you said, it doesn't really rain here. And we have the fire horse, you're the fire horse energy. And we had that cosmic thing that happened over the last couple of days. All those shifts. Do you feel like pulling?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. Okay. One of the things that I like to say in the book, and one of the things that I like to put out in the universe, is you don't have to be into tarot for the magic and the fortune telling aspect of it. And really and truly, in my book, and for the purposes of the butterfly in you, it's a journaling process. It's looking at the picture and what the card represents and seeing how those things tie into your life and understanding how the first 22 cards of the tarot deck, which are the major arcana, represent a full cycle of your life. So if you are setting out in the world into a new cycle, let's say me being an author in this world, I'm at card zero, the Fool card, right? And I'm stepping off this cliff into the unknown, putting my work out into the universe. And then as I move through the cards, I find my truth and I find my tower moment, where the choices have to be made of how I'm going to put this out there and how I'm going to show up in the world as the author of The Butterfly in You, and what that's going to cause me to be, if you will, and then how I'm going to come out the other side, and it's going to be my journey, however I walk that journey. But that's the journey of the cards, as you step into the Fool and the Hermit and the Magician and the Star, and ultimately, you know, the world is yours.
The world is yours. No, you do break it down for the layman, like for the novice or for someone that's just, I do like that you do that. And okay, good. So now.
And I'll tell you why. And I really want to say that, like, the cards are for everybody. I have a couple of friends who are very religious, and they like feel like the cards are kind of like, you know, magic. And so I just want to say that, yes, there is that aspect of it. And the book does go into that, but that's really not the purpose of it. So what I will say is, if you have a card and a deck, pull your own cards and then snap a picture of it and just ask ChatGPT what they mean. And it will start a whole journey for you that you will not even believe, because you don't need me. You know what I mean? You can do it yourself and ask the questions, because what I have found out from ChatGPT and life in general is you have to know how to ask the right questions. And when you ask the right questions, the information, especially from AI or whatever, Claude, ChatGPT, whatever you use, that what it gives back to you can just like make your jaw drop and you're like,
it's true. Chat can be your best friend. Okay, chat will, and that's what I liked about you. You stayed curious. You shared that it's an intersection between like your curiosity, life experiences, and the traditional and ancient magical tarot and technology. Like you put it together, and I thought that was a really beautiful symbiotic relationship, and very forward thinking of how to use the machines. So staying curious seems to be where you kind of honed in on this niche, no?
Curiosity, yes, right? Curiosity is everything, because in order to start getting myself out of this dark depression of, oh, woe is me, who am I? What do I want? What am I going to do for the rest of my life? You know, yeah. I had to start getting curious. Because, again, it wasn't going to find me sitting inside my house watching Netflix. Although I could spend hours, mind you, same, doing that.
Same. And with some good truffle popcorn, girl. Wine. You won't see me for 2 days.
And listen, I've started puzzling. I want to tell you, I love a puzzle, because I can put on at least some good reality TV, mind you. And
thank you, reality TV. I helped build that genre. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not responsible for the recent stuff.
But a good puzzle, and like, because it makes you think, like, at, for whatever time that is, like, and you're looking for that one piece, you're like focused on that puzzle, and then you're like, okay, that's enough thinking for a while, and you can go back to your show.
Yeah, and chill. Okay, this is really relatable, Sherry. I know it doesn't matter what age you are, if you're feeling, you know, lost. I know that doing the pandemic trilogy and traveling around the world and traveling around the country, folks got lost and we're stuck. I'm seeing a sector of the community, we're still stuck in that pandemic hide in the attic phase.
Yes.
And folks, it's cause and effect for everything. What advice, when you started befriending chat and really filling this pool and answering the call to go do this, right? The book is called The Butterfly in You. Butterfly in You, in case you guys are just joining, Sherry Mandel and the matching tarot deck that I'm playing with, and it's beautiful. So what was the thing that really pulled you forward, right? Like, what
the
would
you, simplest what, thing yeah. The simplest thing was getting out and just going to the farmer's market. Like, yeah, just getting out and going to the farmer's market, because like I don't mind shopping alone, but like doing much more than that like wasn't a thing for me, you know. So I'm very okay staying at home. So yeah, I had to push myself, and getting out and just going to the farmer's market. We have one in the community that's Wednesday. And so I started on Wednesday, and it was just, you know, a couple blocks. And, oh, there was the mushroom farmer that I had talked to and got some information on different kinds of mushrooms and et cetera, et cetera. We'll leave it at that. And we're like, wow.
Have a good time. She's in NorCal, everybody. Calm down. Okay. She's an artist. You gotta get the inspiration.
And the coffee truck that was there, and the Tupperware, you know what I mean? And you see the same faces, and you start conversations. And so you start feeling a little bit better. I'm looking forward to Wednesdays, you know? And then you think, okay, well, that was pretty good. So, you know, maybe I'll take a ceramics class. I've always wanted to do that, you know, and I started taking ceramics and I love it. Anybody out there thinking of it, go do it. You do not have to be talented. I promise you, you do not have to be talented, because when I started, I had no idea what I was doing. And like if you just kind of do it and it's in the moment, because you're just softening the clay and working with your hands and Like it's just amazing for a meditation without sitting there with your eyes closed, doing the whole meditation thing. So there's so many different things that get you out there, that start life moving, that start leading to other things. Because once I started the ceramics, then I was on Instagram all the time looking for different artists. So there was different classes I wanted to take and different stores that I wanted to go to for different products. And it just leads you out into the world. And, you know, energy begets energy, right?
Very good. And very, very approachable. It's funny you bring up the pottery thing, and I'll just say, wow, that's really cool that you brought that up. And you started small, right? You started with what was close to you, what you could bite off. And I always say, take one bite of the sandwich at a time. So you took one bite of the sandwich and went to a local, I'm just going to engage these mushrooms because I like mushrooms. Let's talk about your mushrooms. It got me out of the house and it got you. I love that. So who right now needs this book, Sherry? Like, what? I know everyone could use it because everyone goes through their own thing. And I like that you touched on the religious and spiritual beliefs. I grew up in a very born-again Christian household, and I'm obviously not that, but I have my own journey and relationship. And so respectfully, I can tell you guys, growing up from that, this is not anything evil or satanic or whatever they tell you at church. This is about connection and alignment and symbolism, and it's fun. It's just about fun and entertainment. And right, Sherry? I mean,
I want to interrupt you right here, because this whole journey has connected me back to my college roommate. And my college roommate works for a Christian publishing company. And she called me and told me that for her job, she has to read different books. And so she chose to read mine. And as she was reading it, the different cards that I was talking about, she could relate to different Bible verses. And that's kind of how she interpreted it in her journaling, because she is a journaler from way back when, and that's kind of how she interpreted it in her own story. And so that just made me go, ah, you know what I mean? Because like that made my heart just swell, that it really can be for anybody who wants to find something. You know what I mean? Like you have to be looking and you can find it. Grant you, but it's not that to, you know, like you said, it's not satanic. It's not, you know, bad.
Yeah. It's not. And that's really, really a beautiful a testimony of it being able to relate even to someone who is scripturally based in their practices spiritually. Like that's a really great crossover and a bridge to have at least have a conversation about it. But you know what? Really, if you're in a dark place, if you have crippling depression, if you are not in a dark place, if you don't have crippling depression, if you're in the middle, if you're having a midlife crisis, if you're having writer's block, if you're having college, you know, post-grad, if you're just thinking about college, wherever you are, alignment is for everyone.
And wherever you need movement, right? Like that's the thing.
Wherever you need movement. Yes. Yeah.
Because we all like to stay comfortable, and it's so hard. And that's what I found. I don't know if you or anybody else, when we're in that place, it is so hard to figure out how to take that first step, how to make the wheel start turning. And that's why I fell in love with the symbolism of tarot, because think about that. You have to have the wheel turning. And the wheel turns whether we're sitting at home doing nothing or not. It's going. And so we might as well hop on the journey and do it. And I can't tell you how many times I failed at different things. I wanted to play water volleyball so badly. Like that was going to be my thing.
Why, Sherry? Why?
Why? Because my friend Andy played water volleyball and she loved it so much and her body was looking so good. Yeah. And I kind of thought it wouldn't be exercise, but exercise. You know what I mean?
It's true. Right. You have fun with your friend and get a good beach bod. I get it.
Right. But the problem was the water was so cold.
They're another level. Like, no, that water, any water sport, like, is gangster AF. Oh. I was a hurdler And that's like still as gangster as I can think. Like, it's
and they wanted that cold too because they're moving and they get hot. And like, I'm not playing that much because I'm not that good. So I'm standing on the sideline.
You're preparing to be an ice life rescue.
I don't know. But so it's trial and error too, because I'm just going to say, you're not going to be good at everything you want to be good at.
No, it's true. And so I love the, I want to just talk to you about the aesthetic here a little bit. I'm obsessed with the aesthetic and the way that they feel. You took your time with the paint, with the illustrations. They're very calming.
It was important that people could see themselves and feel something. I wanted to evoke emotion. I didn't want them to be looking at a picture that they've seen 100 times. You know, I wanted them to be able to look and see something different. That's why it was so important to have everybody represented in the deck someplace to me.
Really well. Five of swords. Five of swords. And Nine of Pentacles. What can you tell us about this? Just give us a quick little general vibe of these two cards for the collective, okay? For the entrepreneurs, put in the space of entrepreneurs for the last few minutes we have here. Do you mind?
Okay, well, first, let's have everybody do this. Let's have everybody just take a great big deep breath. Just breathe in and let it go. And let's all just put it out there that we're going to have a fabulous week and that these cards are going to guide us. And they're going to take us into prosperity. And we're going to move forward into this new energy by taking one step at a time. And these particular cards that you pulled are our journey into ourselves. We're going to look at the pentacles and we're going to move forward. We're going to take everything that is in us and grow. And we're going to, I'm sorry, what was the other card?
That's okay. We're going to Five of Swords.
The Five of Swords. I'm not super familiar with the Five of Swords, so I can't really go into a lot of depth on that card, other than to say that we have to let go of what is holding us back. We have to take that sword and we have to cut through the muck that our thoughts keep telling us. Because our thoughts are only of the past and the future. And so anytime we start in those cycles of, oh, I should have, or I wish I could be, we're going into the past and the future. And our swords are saying we need to stop, take a breath and get centered so that we can take those steps and get to where we want to be. So
that's great. Let's leave it there. That's great. You guys can't have the whole kit and caboodle now. You guys need to pick up this book by the fabulous, enlightened, and self-empowered Sherry Mandel. Beautifully self-empowered in the time. If you feel like you can't move it and you can't shake that energy or you don't know the first step, listen to what Sherry did. She curated this in an impossible time for herself. And she empowered herself, and now she's empowering others with this beautiful deck and book.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing that for the collective. But most importantly, thank you for doing that for yourself. Because they say you got to put your mask on before you can help others. And I like that we're not dwelling in the past. We're not worrying about the future. We're being in the present. Right, Sherry?
Because that's all you can do is you can't change the past. Can't do anything about the future. You only can change it right in this moment. This moment is all that matters. And that's something that took me a really long time to learn because I was so woe is me, you know, and you just can't stay in that place.
You've learned. And you being there at the housing facilities with the people that are, I'm saying it wrong, but that journey probably also informed you further.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't ever know. I mean,
because you could be playing pickleball 1 minute. And so shout out to Miss Sherry Mandel, the butterfly in you. You guys, pick it up for that loved one. It's never too early to get your holiday shopping back to school. It's a fun mental reprieve. I felt so peaceful there. Shout out to Stefania, Sacred Body Oil. I was actually hoping she would come on. It pairs well with what you're doing. It smells amazing. I've been using it all weekend.
And aromatherapy is amazing to amazing. Do while you're,
So we'll have to connect you guys. I think there might be traveling, but I want to say thank you to Ketosin, the Ketosin skincare system that mimics oxytocin in your brain and gives you that love glow. Thank you, Dr. Nicole Harris. Thank you, Sherry Mandel.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for staying and listening. I really appreciate it. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you. What will you start up today? We'll see you guys soon. Bye, Sherry.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.